in Toledo, Ohio, listening on Assumption Radio 89.7. You are on with Father Joseph Fessio. What's your question?
My question, this happened several years ago now. My son and his wife decided to get married outside in the beautiful park here in town, the Toledo Botanical Gardens, and they were unable to get a priest to marry them in the Catholic Church. And when I called the bishop's office, I was told by, I believe it was a chancellor, but I couldn't verify for sure that was his title, that it's a diocesan rule that you cannot get married outside of a church. You must be inside of a church with a roof over you. Now, there's like another parish church in town that has a grotto and everything. You couldn't get married there either. But like in Indiana, you can get married at the grotto at the University of Notre Dame. Excuse me.
So
I know for a fact you can do that. But it's like that must be a man-made rule. That's not a rule of God. I do not understand it. And it took them, my son, for 10 years. They attended Mass at their parish. And on their 10th anniversary, they had a private ceremony by their parish, by their pastor, and they did get married in
Beautiful.
The church. But for 10 years, they were not married in the church. And
well, let's give Father Fessio, Bonnie, let's give Father Fessio a chance to explain what exactly is the church's teaching here on getting married outside of a church,
A building of a church, yes. And you're asking the wrong person here. You need to get Ed Peters or a canonist. But it's not divine law. You're absolutely right that it's not in Scripture that you must be married in a building called a church. They didn't have them at the beginning of the Christian era. And in fact, it wasn't even recognized formally as a sacrament until, you know, centuries later. But the church has the right to set the norms for the reception of the sacraments. And one of them is that it must be in a church. And I think there can be exceptions, and I think a bishop can waive it. But if a bishop decides not to waive it, then it's not waived. And I believe it's not a valid marriage because it has to have there's a thing about form, the form of the marriage, which is one of the requirements of marriage. So, yes, it's not a divine law in the sense of something which is revealed in sacred scripture, but it is something which is under the church's authority. Jesus said, either hears you, hears me. The bishops can set norms for the reception of the sacraments. So it's an unfortunate circumstance, but I'm glad now they've had what's called senatio in radice, which is a sanation or a making whole of the marriage in its root so that it kind of works retroactively for the marriage. So I'm happy for your son and his wife. Hope they keep practicing the faith and are practicing serious Catholics. But the church does have its norms for the sacraments.